Who said that?
Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Kristen. May I please have your last name and your zip code to access your account?
Hi, this last name's Miller, and 17543. I've been a client or whatever, a customer of yours for, I think, 2 years now. I'm in Arizona, and I did talk to your colleague in reference to sending, you know, my renewal where I am in Arizona. And I don't know if you shipped it out yet. I know they charged me. And my last omega-3 fatty acid box says that it was completed on 10/20 was the date that it'll be not good. Are you there?
Okay, one moment.
Yeah, hold on a minute. Wait, don't take that. So today's date is it's still good for a while. Is it good after the date, or is it you can't take it after the date?
We wouldn't advise you to take anything after the date that it's on the package. Can you verify your shipping address, ma'am? I just have to make sure this is your account.
Sure. 433 Settlers Drive. The town is called Lititz, Pennsylvania, LITITZ, 17543.
Okay, one moment.
And then I gave her the address in Arizona.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I do have the account located. It was for the Omax Ultrapure, but it looks like the whole account is canceled out.
It's what?
It looks like the account is canceled out, but I do see where you called in on the 31st. Inform them of the dates of the shipment. Okay, just a moment, okay?
Yeah,
I see where a shipment was refused on the 12th of August for the vitamin D. Are you familiar with that?
No, because I'm in Arizona, and I called to tell them they have to mail it here because I have things forwarded here, but the post office, the way it is now, but even before, would not ship it forward.
It looks like they did. It looks like they did change it to 4304 East Campbell Avenue, apartment 1057, Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, so maybe that's the one I have now. Is it good till 10/20? Is the shipment for 10/20? Because I don't have any more of the calcium pills, and I have 6 boxes that say they expire on 10/20.
Okay, one.
Maybe I received it, but it expires really soon.
So it expires on the 20th of October.
Oh,
let me get
okay.
You.
Okay. Oh, I'm good then. Okay,
yes,
I'm good. Okay, I'm good. So what about the calcium, the vitamin D3, the calcium? I don't have any more left.
Yes, that's the shipment that is showing was refused. Give me one moment on that one, okay?
Because I know I paid for it.
Okay, just a moment.
What? And if it's refused, why don't you call your customer?
We don't contact customers, ma'am. We have over 1,000 customers. It looks like that one maybe have went to the old address. It was shipped out before the address was updated. I'm going to have to reship it to this address.
Okay.
Just give me one moment, okay?
Sure, thank you.
You're welcome. Just a moment.
That's okay. See, there's nobody at the house, so they would not, but I did call.
Making sure I reship it to the correct address here.
Yeah, I mean, the other address is my permanent address, but we got stranded here due to the coronavirus. I had to rent an apartment, and then they wouldn't, and still Pennsylvania isn't allow you to go back and forth. So I'm hoping I can, I mean, I have family here, but I'm hoping I can go home to do some things. I can work here, but I can't. I can do it here, but I mean, it's nice here.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just I'm in a different place. I'm glad that this is good until the one I have now is good till the end of, I don't know what I was thinking. Good off. But I knew that I was low on the omega-3. They're very good products, by the way.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I did go ahead and get it reshipped out for you. Give it 5 to 7 business days, and it is going to come to the correct address, okay?
Yeah, wait, don't hang up. And the apartment is 1057.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure you have, because if you don't have the apartment, it's a big complex, and they'll send it back to you. All right, thanks for your help.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling OMAX Health.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.